Stay tuned after the episode for a special look behind the scenes.
So, you have a movie for me?
No, sir, I don't.
What?
Oh!
Are you rolling? Okay, great.
From the very start of pitch meeting back in 2017, I always knew that episode 400 would have the characters not have a movie and then kind of scream and explode. And when you're crafting such a complex narrative, it's very helpful to have that roadmap to, you know exactly where you're going. Knowing from the jump where this was headed, it allowed us to do things, you know, like sprinkle in elements of foreshadowing.
So, you have that new Wonder Woman script for me?
I'm going to explode in episode 400.
Great.
Yes, I did see some people on the internet figuring out where this was headed, but that's the thing about the internet, you know? People work just as hard making theories as they do discrediting them. So no, I wasn't too scared about the big reveal being spoiled, despite those little Easter eggs that I sprinkled throughout.
And then a third eye pops out of Doctor Strange's forehead.
We're both going to explode in episode 400.
So what do you think?
I remember when Ryan told me that my character would explode in episode 400, and I thought, you know, that makes a lot of sense. You know, Pitch Meeting is a show that's full of metaphor and imagery, so what better way to climax than with explosion? Or as my character would say, climaxing with explosion is tight.
The decision to cast somebody with such a thick French-Canadian accent was a difficult one, but as soon as I saw Jean-Guy's audition tape, I said, that's our guy.
Salut, moi c'est Jean-Guy Tremblay Desjardins, j'ai 18 ans, puis je m'essaye pour le rôle de producteur Guy. Wow, c'est quoi ce texte-là, tabarnak?
He just had this undeniable electricity. I said, I don't care how many extra hours we spend on set so he can learn his lines phonetically. Get me Jean-Guy Tremblay Desjardins.
I don't understand why I got part, but it's good for me.
Obviously, for Jean-Guy to fully immerse himself in this world we were trying to create, I made him watch every available episode of the original British version.
A spot of pitching.
Right then, you've got a film for me, have ya?
Oh, I do indeed, sir.
Little bit of a faff, was it? Actually, piece of piss, that. Oddly lifted a finger.
What? J'ai rien compris de ça.
Honestly, what was most challenging about casting someone like Jean-Guy is, who do you find to play off of that, just to match his wild energy? That's why, from the very get-go, we made the decision to make a 3D model of Jean-Guy wearing glasses, which meant we can then have Jean-Guy also perform as screenwriter guy using motion capture technology. You know, people do ask, how can a show like Pitch Meeting have a budget of $3.3 million per episode? Well, stuff like that is a big reason why.
Why didn't you just have him, like, wear glasses and play the other character?
Oh, fuck. I think what sticks with me from Pitch Meeting is everyone making the show is like we become big family. Tu sais, dans le sens où j'aime pas vraiment ma famille puis on se parle pas.
Where do we go from here? That's the big question. How do you top such an explosive episode? Well, people are just gonna have to stick around to find out. That's all I can say. Honestly, that's all I can say.
Hello, this is Ryan George from the thing you're currently watching, but like for real now. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for watching all these years. Never in my wildest dreams would I have thought I'd make 400 of these, and I've had some pretty wild dreams. One time, a snake was also a turtle. This show and your support have been life-changing for me, so truly, madly, deeply, thank you. Next, I want to talk about this channel a little bit moving forward. Making 400 weekly episodes has taken up a good chunk of every week of my life for the better part of a decade. To quote John Coffey from The Green Mile, I'm tired, boss. To quote Tom Hanks's character from The Green Mile, oh good, I can pee again. Thanks for fixing my bladder infection. If I really think about it, that first quote is much more relevant to what I'm talking about today. So I have made the decision to stop grinding these out every single week and take a little bit of my life back. This isn't a shutdown, this is a slowdown. I would like to reconnect with the fun of making these again, and it's been a little while since I've felt that, to be honest. Today's episode was the most fun I've had making something on this channel in a long time, and I think that stepping away from the weekly churn of it is gonna help me reconnect with that fun side. I kind of feel like I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel to fill in those off weeks when there aren't new releases. My daughter's turning one in a couple of weeks, and I should really introduce myself. I'm also really excited to kind of take this extra time to explore other avenues, you know, whether it's on my other channels or maybe live shows or other media. I just want to spread my wings a little bit. Maybe visit a vet and see why I have wings now. When I take my shirt off, I look like Angel from X-Men with a dad bod. So I know this will be disappointing for some, but instead of doing weekly releases of pitch meetings, it's going to be more of a monthly thing, sometimes twice a month if it's a busy month for movies. Supplementing those videos on this channel will be a monthly compilation. People have expressed that they really like watching those while they poop or eat or sleep, and it's an honor to be a part of your bodily functions, to be quite frank. Once a month, there's also going to be a classic re-uploaded pitch meeting from the old channel. Remember that? Remember the old channel? I have made sure with the people that run this pitch meeting channel that these are going to be properly identified and stand out as different. So if you don't want to watch any old things, just you don't click on them. Just watch the new stuff. Other than that, I will be live streaming Fortnite on this channel from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every weekday. I thank you guys so much for all your support over the years, and I hope you'll stick around for this new chapter. I will see you soon, and I will be a little more well-rested and sane.